USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook putting some new rules into effect today ahead of the November election. Measures including flagging and even the removal of misinformation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying this morning in an exclusive CBS interview with co-anchor Gayle King that no one will be exempt from those new rules.
Anyone who's saying that the election is going to be fraudulent, I think that's problematic. And I think additional context needs to be added to that.
It's not just anyone. It's not just a regular Joe. It's the president of the United States, yes.
This will definitely apply to the president once this policy goes into place.
First time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalize or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
President Trump now threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with civil unrest. The president signing a memo yesterday that orders federal agencies to find cities where they could potentially cut funding. Trump saying there are the cities that, in his words, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. Among those cities on his list, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, New York, and Washington, D.C. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill will be traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin today, holding a community meeting to address unrest in that city since the police shooting of Jacob Blake. A statement from the Biden camp saying the attempt will be to help bring Americans together, in the words of the statement, to heal and address serious challenges ahead. 40 million Americans can look ahead to a sweaty Labor Day weekend as excessive heat is expected across western Arizona, southern Nevada, and much of California. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dozens of people in custody after a human smuggling attempt in South Texas. The Border Patrol says they found 52 illegal immigrants inside a semi-truck near Laredo over last weekend. A White House coronavirus task force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness. Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control. And a man in Lincoln, Nebraska is asking his city council leaders to remove boneless chicken wings from menus across the city. Andrew Christensen pitching the idea during a city council meeting saying that boneless chicken wings are really chicken tenders. He says they really should be called wet tenders. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.